Be'ezus Hashem is Bochur begin Perg Shleish Ve'Estrim, the 23rd chapter in the Rambam Sichas Tumas Mes, and the laws of impurity regarding a dead person in the Sefer Tahara, the Book of Purity, which we continue with the theme, which is a general theme in these halachas of Tumas Mes, which is unique. That of the Tumas Oil is unique to that of Tumas Mes, which we discussed regarding ways to save entities that are in the same oil as the Mes. One of them is that of a Tzamed Pasul, a tightly fastened seal, where in this Perg Rambam discusses those items that are saved with the tightly fastened seal, specifically of that of a kli cheres of an earthenware vessel. As Rambam gets halacha aleph, the Rabbanan instituted limitations in this procedure of this mechanism of tzamed pasul. As Rambam gets kol kelim hamatzilim tzamed pasul, all the vessels that protect with this tightly fastened seal, so matzilim al kol mashabatechem, it saves whatever entities are inside of them. Be'nacholin, be'mashkin, whether food items or beverages, be'megodim, be'klishatav, whether garments or things that could be tabled in the mikvah, zero dinter, and that's according to biblical law. The receiving, but from rabbinic law, shekli cheres hamukav tamed pasul, that if it's an earthenware vessel that's surrounded with the tightly fastened seal, einam matzel ela lacholin v'alamashkin v'akli cheres achem sheyibetaych, it only saves food items, beverages, and other earthenware vessels that are inside of that kli cheres. But if it was inside of this earthenware vessel that's surrounded with the tightly fastened seal, what clay shed of Ibagodim were vessels that could be immersed in the mikvah or garments, had it elu tameim from rabbinic law, they're going to be tummy. Now, Amnema Amru, why did they say Shloyatzal alakol, that it shouldn't say for all things kishar kelim amatzilim, like other vessels that protect, like for example, clay, like stoneware or dungware or earthware, that they're not makabal tuma, and therefore they say whatever's inside of them, so too should they be kli cheres hamukav tamed pasul? The reason is, Mneshashor hakelim amatzilim, because regarding other vessels that they protect what's inside of them, emakam tuma, they're not susceptible to tuma at all. They're totally unsusceptible. Ukli cheres mekabel tuma. On the other hand, an earthenware vessel technically could contract tuma. Now, ukli tuma in chaytis, and when it's a vessel that's tuma, it doesn't act as a barrier to protect what's inside of it. Now, moreover, v'chol klei ama aretz. Now, all the vessels of an ignoramus are becheskas tuma. We presume that they are tuma. K'moshe yisbar, like will be explained in the 10th parak in Hilchos Tumei Mishka b'moshe v'alocha aleph. Now, the question then becomes, so why didn't they say, okay, klei cheres olam ha'aretz, the earthenware vessel of Am ha'aretz, lo yatzal alkol. That shouldn't save on anything, because we presume that their vessels are tamei, and therefore cannot protect what's inside of it, even though it's with a tightly fastened seal. But v'shel chavar yatzal alkol, but that of a tamal chacham, someone who's scrupulous with halacha, his vessel should protect for all. Shari tar, because this is the biblical law of some apostle, and it's tar, and it should protect what's inside. The reason is, the ignoramus doesn't view himself tummy on his own. Shaimer, he says, wait a second. Since the earthenware vessel saves for all things, so I'm the same thing as the Talmud Chacham, because he's going to see the Talmud Chacham uses it, so too he's going to assume he also could. Now, therefore, the Chacham were concerned because a Chaver, a Talmud Chacham, might borrow from Ma'aretz vessels that could be purified in the mikvah. And the gadrat, therefore they decreed shleyatzal alkol, that it should not save for all things, but rather only food items and beverages. Now, as the Rambam explains, wait a second. V'lam ha'amar, why did they say then, if we're concerned about the amoritz copying the chaver, when he's going to think that the tzamed pasul works, which really it doesn't, because his vessels are tummy. And therefore, because of that, we don't want to have anyone doing this because the chaver is going to borrow from the Am ha'aretz when he really has a problem. So, then why did they say that it has a limited protection, that it will protect for food items and beverages and earthenware vessels, but then Am ha'aretz is going to do that? And so, through the chaver, it's going to borrow that, but it didn't protect what's inside of it. Says the Rambam, Heim al gav Am ha'aretz, because these three things are always tameh because of they're in the possession of the Am ha'aretz. And this is being koyim shi ba'il mes, whether before was in the same oil as a mes, bin achar shi yishem, whether it's after that, tachas tamid pasul, underneath the protection of the tightly fastened seal. So therefore, la'ilam la'yishla chavar ma'am ha'aretz, it's never going to have this problem about the tamal chacham barring from ma'am ha'aretz. La'icholen, na food items, la'imashkin, na beverages, la'ikli chavar, not the earthenware vessel, which are the three which will say will work with tamid pasul, because we're not going to run into the problem that, hey, wait a second, these things, he's going to toivel it for the evening, which he's always suspecting, but it's actually going to be tummy for more than that. He never takes these three things in the presumption of tahara. El al dashim tameim, rather he goes with the presumption that they are tummy. Shari Elam Taralayim, because these three things, food items, beverages, and regarding Klichos, they cannot be purified at all. And therefore, he's not going to run into the problem of trying to purify it. And he knows that, he's suspecting that they're Tame. And there was never going to come to be a stumbling block. Avol Kli Shetef, but regarding a vessel that could be purified, that a Tamil Chacham might borrow that from an ignoramus. Now, he will tevel it, because the ignoramus who he's borrowing from, he's going to hand it to him. Once the Amoritz touches it, he considers it as becoming Tamil from the Amoritz. Now, but the thing is, he'll tevel it, but it only has a Tamil of Maga, which is only Tamil until the evening, and then he'll wait for sundown. And he'll use it for the things that he needs purity for. The problem is, we're concerned, maybe he's going to borrow from him an earthen a vessel that could be immersed, with this time, always thinks he's keeping Jewish law, because he knows Tamid Pasa works, but it doesn't, because his vessels are tummy. He doesn't think it is, but and therefore it won't protect what's even beneath the tightly fastened seal, which includes these vessels, that let's say a metal vessel that was underneath the fastened seal, which doesn't work. Sha'ama Oritz hazeh medamash and because this ignoramus thinks it protected, but v'harei tummy tumas shibbetz, actually tummy this metal vessel for 7 days, because it was in the oil mess, because it was not protected with tummy puzzle. Now the problem is, v'yat b'la chavar, but the chavar is going to, okay, he knows he has to table it because the amoritz touched it, but that would only make it tumas erev. But the problem is, here it's tumas shiva because it was an oil mess. We don't think that the Amoritz is deliberately misleading him, but he makes this mistake. And the Chavar is going to table and use it that evening. And he's going to use it for things of purity, and it's going to cause a stumbling block in the laws of purity. Because of this, that's why they decreed that the earthenware vessel should not protect the metal vessel that's inside of it, because of the concern that the Amoritz is going to think is the same as Tamil Chacham, and therefore they made a blanket, but it does protect for things that anyways the Tamil Chacham is not going to assume that it's tar, and he'll never use it for things of purity, like food and drink, and the Kli Chavis, which anyways cannot be purified, so you don't run into this problem of confusing for the evening for that of a Tumah of a Shiva. Halacha Beis Rambam continues regarding if a person actually is in a barrel that's with a tightly fastened seal. If a person was in a barrel, in the oil of a mess, and the mukafet some pesach with a tightly fastened seal, so tar, he's going to be tar, because it protects whatever's inside of it. And even if they make it as a covering for a grave, he's protected inside that. Now, V'yiroli, says Rambam, it appears to me, why didn't we say that we should decree on the earthenware vessel that he's inside, that it should not protect for a person? What do you mean? A person is the same concern that maybe the Amoritz is going to be in the earthenware vessel, thinking he's not Tamei. Truth is, really, he's Tamei, because his vessels are Tamei, and they don't protect what's inside of it. So it should have the same concern that we said regarding, like, Kli Shetef. So says Rambam, it appears to me, because Neshu Davash in the Matzah, it's not so common for a person to be hiding inside a tightly fastened seal of a barrel. And the Chodavash in the Matzah, it goes away, anything that's not common, but in general, it's a Talmudic rule, the rabbis didn't decree if it's not so common, and therefore, they allowed that dispensation that the person would remain tar. Halacha Gimel, Klei Cheres, regarding earthenware vessel, Shemishtam Shebehem, that they use it for Be'ifa HaPar, for the ashes of the Paraduma, Ibekachem, or regarding Karbanis. So Ami Arts Neman Matarasim, they're actually, the ignoramus says, they are trustworthy regarding its purity, even though we said regarding the previous halacha that the halacha in halacha aleph that their stuff are tummy. No, here Mimni Shem Nisharm Behem Harbor, because they're very careful, because it's kachim, it's a paraduma. Lefikach Yetzila Alakal, therefore actually in those cases it will protect for everything. But some apostle with a tightly fastened seal, after Yishem Shel Cheres, although we made limitations on when it's earthenware, here we didn't, because they would be very careful. Halacha Dalet continues regarding the halachas of Tzamid Pasul, of the tightly fastened seal that separates between two different places. Aruba should be in Bayis Lalia, if there's a skylight between a first floor and a loft, the second story. V'tuma Babais, now there's Tuma on the first floor. Ukadera, and there's an earthenware pot that's Nesuna Api Aruba that's placed on top of the skylight, which is covering the whole skylight. Now, but in the kubu b'kanes mashka, there is a hole in that pot, the amount that if you put into liquid, the liquid would seep into the pot. So the halacha is hakadera tameya. The pot itself is going to be tamei, even though its outside is towards the bottom, because the tumah will go through that small little hole into that pot, making it tamei and whatever's inside of it. Now, although generally we say that tumah does not go through an opening that's less than a tefach, but for the pot itself, it would go through even a small little hole. So it is tameh, but valia taira. But the second story is going to remain tar because it does not have a hole the size of a tefach. So the tumah does not go through that hole. Let's say hisa shlema. Let's say the pot was intact. Then kol shabalia. So anything in the second story, machol nu mashkin from food items and beverages, the klicheres and earthenware vessels are tar, going to be tar. Now aval adam, but people, ukli shatef, and vessels that could be immersed, shabalia that are in the second story, tameim they're going to be tameh. Why? She'en klicheres chaitzis, because the earthenware vessel is not a barrier. Ela lachalam vala mashkin the klicheres, only for the food items and the beverages and the earthenware vessels. That's the halacha if the pot is blocking. Now, the chol shabali tahar, and this that we said, that whatever is in the second story that's going to be tahar, Rambam just qualifying what he said, is ki ilu hu tachas samad possible klicheres. Why do we get this halacha that it has a limited protection? Says Rambam, because it's exactly the same halacha, like something that's beneath, inside, because really it's the same halacha, it's about blocking off as a barrier, like with the tightly fastened seal in the earthenware vessel, which we said that there's a limitation. And those limitations apply to the same halacha, blocking between the first story and the second story. Now, but the Rambam has to explain, why is it that we said that in this case, the people on the second story are going to be tameh, even though we said in halacha beis that the tzamid pasul protects for a person? The reason is Mneshudav HaMatzah, because this case is very common for someone to be on the second story and someone to be on the first story. So it's not like a man inside a barrel. So here the Gzer Drabanan would be applicable, and therefore the person would be tameh. Now, Lefikach, therefore, so let's say if on the second story there was a kli matchas, a metal vessel, or kayitzabai, or something similar, that's moli mashkin, full of liquid. So hakli tameh tameh shiva. So the vessel is going to be tameh for 7 days because it's becoming tameh with oil mess. Like we said, the klicher is not going to act as a barrier. But v'mashkin tarin, interestingly, the liquid inside is going to remain tar because the pot that was blocking between in the skylight protects it. Hoysa ba'isha, let's say another case. Let's say there was a woman that was losha ba'arebe shal eitz. She was kneading dough in a trough of wood. And we're saying wood because excluding that of earthenware, which actually is protected with the tzamad pasal. So let's say it's made out of wood. So isha ba'arebe tamei and tumashiva. So the woman and the trough, the vessel, are tamei for 7 days. But v'habatzik, which is food item, which you mentioned before, is tar, is going to be pure, calls mancha esekes, but as long as she's engaged in kneading the dough, meaning, and we say that the dough does not become tummy when she touches it, what do you mean, but she's tummy, and the dough is tar, yes, because if we say that she's going to make it tummy, then it doesn't help at all that the klichera saves it, and the chama said that it does save in food and beverage, and therefore it's going to be tar. But pirsha, the moment she removes her hands from the dough, and she goes and then touches it, well then timato, then she who was tummy from the mess will then make that dough tummy. So it's not becoming tummy from what's beneath, but from her. So too would apply if, let's say, they cleared out the dough or liquids from to a different vessel, from the metal vessel that it was in originally in the second story, so then nitmu b'maga kliacha, then you're right, it's going to become tummy from touching the other vessel, which was tummy from the mess. Although originally it wasn't where it was. Let's say it was on top of the skylight. There was shor kalim hametzilim etzamet pasul. Other vessels, stoneware, dungware, earthware, that save where they tightly fastened seal. She'ein mekabel tumah, that the vessels themselves don't become the namakabel tumah. Kamishman that we explained in Perek Chavav Alocha Aleph. Ulefikach, therefore, ein maga ama'aretz metame. So the touch of ama'aretz does not contaminate them because they're namakabel tumah. So therefore, they're impervious to that problem which we said that, oh, it's not going to save because the klicheres, the vessel of the amoritz is metamic because they're not makabel tuma. Or let's say shei klicheres. Well, let's say it was even the case of an earthenware vessel, not like stoneware, but it's hatar lepar aduma lekaidish, which you mentioned before also, that there, if it's for the sake of the red heifer or for kachin, shakon neman matarasim, where everyone is trusted regarding its purity. So then these two cases, so then that will save whatever is in the upper story because that does protect if that's blocking the skylight in contrast to that of an earthenware vessel, which is limited. Another halacha, let's say there was a oil, a canopy, that was spread out in the upper story, and some of it was dragging along the ground over the area of that skylight, which is between the first and the second floor. So hariza matzel. So that's going to protect, if there's tum in the first story, whatever's in the second story is going to be tar, even if the skylight has opening of a tefach, because that extended part that's dragging on the ground protects like the oil itself. And the Afa Pishein Gagoy, and even though the roof of this oil is not al aruba, is not on the skylight itself, it's just what's dragging on the ground, still Sha oil matzal b'kisu, because an oil protects as a covering. Kamash Brown will explain in Perichabal, here it's covering it, therefore it will protect from the tumah from going from the first story to the second story.